We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this is your Buffs Daily for Wednesday, November 18th. Well, despite being 2-0, having the reigning Pac-12 Offensive Player of the Week in Sam Noyer and the Pac-12 Defensive Player of the Week in Nate Landman, and being the talk of the Pac-12, the Buffs are sitting and waiting, essentially in limbo after the league called off their game this weekend with Arizona State, as the Sun Devils are dealing with an explosion of COVID-19 cases within its football team. Carl Durrell.
You know, we knew that some point in time it was going to happen over the course of the season where there's going to be a no contest, a postponement, a cancellation. We kind of knew that going into it. We try to stay as healthy as, you know, I'm sure all of our conference members are trying to do that. I'm concerned about our group, our team. You know, we've done a really fabulous job with our health, and we got to continue to stay on that path. But it is unfortunate for us that, you know, we coming off of two games of playing well and winning games, and now we have a little bit of a pause in the season. I think our players, we had a great discussion about it yesterday. We understand that this was going to be part of the process, but, you know, we're going to treat this week as a week of really try to clean up a lot of things that we can do for ourselves, both offensively, defensively, and special teams. So, there's also that we saw what happened to the UCLA-Cal game late in the week where they got an announcement that they were playing. That might happen at some point in time during the week. So we are on high alert for anything and everything that could happen in this given week.
As for Noyer, he continues to be one of the great stories in college football this season. Through two games, a former safety has thrown for 512 yards, three touchdowns with only one interception, while rushing for 100 yards and three touchdowns, while being one of the highest graded signal callers in the country. Noyer says despite the success, he has to focus on getting better every week.
I think just going into each week and, you know, having that preparation, coaches do a great job of, you know, keeping us all prepared and giving us a great game plan. And, like I said, you can't get complacent. And, you know, I'm looking to improve each and every day, each and every game. And, that's kind of my approach on things. And you know, I'm trying to find ways to, okay, how can I help this team improve? And how can I help this team get to another victory? And, you know, 2-0 is great, but 3-0 is a lot better. And I think that's kind of our mindset right now. And we want to just keep this thing rolling.
You know, I talked with Carl, talked with Shep a little bit too from an offensive standpoint in terms of early on, they were talking about, okay, making sure that Sam's running plays he's comfortable with. Mm-hmm. Get a little relaxation, if you will, on the field, right? To kind of get yourself in a rhythm out there. How much do you talk with the offensive staff about game plan, about things you like against, you know, whatever defense you're facing? Is that part of the process?
Absolutely. You know, I think me and Coach Chaparini, I told him when I got the starting job, hey, look, I want to know every move that you're trying to make. I want to know what you're thinking on third down. I want to know what you're thinking on second and two, second and three. Like I said, I want to know your ins and outs, and I want to know exactly what you're thinking. And so, you know, we meet a little bit extra each week. And, you know, like I said, they have a great game plan, and they want me to get comfortable, and I feel comfortable, very comfortable in this system. And but yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, we're going and meet extra and work a little bit harder each and every week.
Now, as for not having a game this week,
I just actually got done talking to our team about that, and you know, telling our offense, hey, look, like, we can't go into this week just thinking it's a bye week. You know, we never know what could happen. We could have an opponent come Friday, and, you know, maybe we're playing Saturday or Sunday. And I said, we got to be ready for, you know, whoever rolls out there on that field. And so, you know, maybe it ends up being a bye week. You know, we don't know. But if that's the case, then, you know, we have this week to prepare for USC, a great team in USC coming up next week.
We're still holding out hope that the Buffs might find an opponent for this weekend. But if not, their next game will be a week from Saturday at USC. On to women's basketball, senior Maya Hollingshead and sophomore Jalen Sherrod each picked up preseason all Pac-12 honorable mentions with the unveiling of the conference's early season honors on Tuesday. The preseason accolades followed last year's postseason honor for both teams. Hollingshead was an all Pac-12 honorable mention, while Sherrod was named to the league's all freshman team. Also announced on Tuesday was the Pac-12 preseason coaches and media polls. Colorado picked 9th and 10th place, respectively. Stanford, Arizona, and Oregon were the top selections in both polls. And former Buffs men's basketball standout Tyler Bay hopes to realize his NBA dream tonight with the annual NBA draft. The Las Vegas native has been projected as potentially a late first to early second round selection. I'm Voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson, and this has been your Buffs Daily.